Close your eyes. And as you do so, take a deep breath through your nose and out through your mouth. And do this several times. Breathing in through your nose, filling your abdomen with that fresh, clean air. And as you hold it for a second or two, release the air through your mouth as though all the air is coming out of your stomach, out of your abdomen, so that you feel a level of relaxation pulling you down gently. One more time, take a deep breath in through your nose, filling your abdomen, that clean, fresh air. And allow that same air to softly leave your mouth out into the open space in front of you. Now, this relaxation exercise is to be used only in the comfort of a private space. Do not use while operating machinery or driving a car. A place where you can be comfortable, safe, and private. The purpose of this exercise is to teach someone like yourself what the nature of energy is all about and how energy is everything. Everything is made of energy, our thoughts, our feelings and emotions, our sensations, and all the physical objects around you. The physical world around us is made up of energy, space, mass, and time. For there to exist a thought, a problem, a feeling, it must have energy, and it must occupy a space in time. It must have a measurable mass, and there's a duration that it lasts. There's usually a beginning, a middle, and an end. And as we create what we observe, I want you now to imagine or picture an emotion or a feeling or a thought that you might have been entertaining lately. Maybe it was a wonderful, positive thought. Or maybe it was something annoying or frustrating to you. I want you to go ahead now and bring back that thought or that feeling. Or maybe it's something that you're anticipating, and maybe not looking forward to experiencing. I want you to go ahead and imagine that thought is in front of you right now, or that feeling. And as you can experience that thought or that feeling in front of you, I want you to imagine that you are an observer, observing and witnessing that thought. You are not the thought. You are observing the thought or the feeling. As you are observing that thought, or feeling that sensation. And as you look at it, it becomes an object. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And as you are entertaining that thought or that sensation now, put yourself inside that thought or sensation and notice what it feels like. Notice how it's different than observing it. Notice being inside of it is a different sensation, a different experience. Now bring yourself outside that thought or feeling and look at it again. And I want you to notice that that object, that feeling or sensation or thought has space all around it because it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I want you to make the space around that object, that thought. I want you to make that space even wider around it, as though the thought and the feeling is framed in a certain spot in time, in a certain place in space. And as you make the space around it larger and larger, allow that space to diffuse into that thought, into that object. And as you observe the space slowly diffusing into that thought, into that object, close your eyes. And then open your eyes again and look at that object again and notice how it doesn't seem as strong anymore. It doesn't seem so intense. And if you close your eyes again and try to picture that object, notice how the space and the object are now intertwined with each other so that it's hard to find where the object starts or where it ends. It's as though you were taking an ice cube and placing it into a tub of water. The ice cube is that thought, that object. And notice how that ice cube dissolves into the water around it, the space. And before long, it's hard to tell the difference between the ice cube and the water. But they're made of the same material, energy. So as you entertain thoughts from the past or anticipate sensations or feelings in the future, notice that you can change the energy by changing your conscious thoughts around the object. The reason why the object exists in the first place is because you labeled it. You gave it a meaning. You gave it a content. Without that label, it's just energy. And wherever you feel this energy in your body, all you have to do is identify it and just call it energy. Without a label, it's so much easier to dissolve, delete, and eliminate from your existence. So it has no intensity, no way to create any type of negative sensations or feelings. And anytime you have a thought or a feeling or an emotion or a sensation, all you have to do is call it, I have an energy, and let it dissolve itself into the space around it. And if you practice this every day, you start to realize that space is where freedom is where peace and tranquility is. And enjoy this exercise and practice this exercise every day so that you can enjoy freedom. Continue to deep breathe. Continue to breathe in through your nose and mouth. And from this moment on, you could just continue to relax, enjoy the moment, knowing that space, emptiness, is where freedom resides. Enjoy.